For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast with me, Ariana, as your favorite host. For those of you, it's your first time tuning in. Welcome to an amazing community of women in tech where we talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from women in tech from all around the world, and share tangible resources and tools like access to funding grants, give away free materials to help you learn how to code. We talk about job opportunities on the show. We'll talk about the conferences of the year that we think you should definitely be attending to, you know, increase your network and so much more. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave a review in the podcast app or on the website you are using to currently listen to this podcast episode. So today, guys, we're going to talk about blockchain technology, which is one of my favorite things to talk about. Blockchain technology has become a recent passion of mine. When I have free time to like explore and test new ideas, I try to challenge myself to think of new innovative ways to utilize blockchain technology to solve simple problems. And I'll go into an example of how I do that a little bit later, but first I would like to give you a breakdown of what blockchain technology actually is. So typically when I say blockchain technology, or when most people hear it, you know, most people think about cryptocurrency, but let's go ahead and debunk this super quick, like really quick. So cryptocurrency is not blockchain technology or the blockchain itself, right? I think people get confused on that. However, the technology of the blockchain is used to create things in the real world like cryptocurrency. So cryptocurrency basically is only one real world life application that blockchain technology can be used or applied to. So let's define blockchain technology. So blockchain technology is essentially an expanding distributed list, or you may have heard a term called ledger, used previously in the industry. But essentially, this distributed list keeps a record called blocks in a chain, and this chain of blocks is protected by cryptography. So cryptography is the practice of writing code that secures communication and transforms messages or data into information that is hard to read or decipher. So cryptography basically makes data completely tamper-proof. Blockchain technology makes it possible, you guys, to have something called a decentralized network. So essentially, this means instead of just one source or a few main sources controlling the activities of a process or a business or application, users themselves, or a more technical term instead of saying users, is nodes, which are basically micromanagers that have the distributed power across the network to make decisions. And so instead of just one group or source controlling the power, these distributed nodes, aka micromanagers, control and make the decisions on the decentralized network. So of course, right, like although it is decentralized, you know, someone's, right, so plural, on the blockchain are still making decisions. And so these things or people or whatever are called nodes. And so nodes are basically computers that store data from the blockchain and have access to a block's transaction history. So nodes are connected to each other in this network, and they decide whether or not something is true or false on the blockchain and share the block's data with other nodes. So you guys, this is important because it's creating a transparency on the blockchain about what's going on and ensures the safety of data by verifying that data is truly authentic. So here's a good example, guys, of how blockchain technology works and how it could work in the near future. So let's use the banking system as an example of how blockchain technology can be used. Let's say right now you bank with Fifth Third Bank, where you go and you make all of your transactions. Right now, Fifth Third Bank is in charge of holding your money, right? They keep track of every dollar and cent you spend. And if someone were to steal money out of your account, Fifth Third Bank would be liable to repay you that money. Or let's say you overspend out of your bank account. Fifth Third Bank gets to choose how to charge you in fees and so much more. In decentralized banking, guys, not one institution or business or high-level executive or whatever you want to call it or them, is in charge of the banking or the activities of banking, right? So however, a network of what we call nodes will still make the decisions to authenticate that your transactions in your bank account are real, because, you know, and of course, because of cryptography, there is no fear of someone stealing your account because it's tamper-proof. That's the whole point of the technology of cryptography. And there are no crazy banking fees for when you swipe your card to make a transaction, right? So these are examples of what would be some like benefits in a real world life example if, you know, blockchain technology were to be applied to the banking institution. So let's talk about how blockchain technology kind of came about. That was just a quick little spill, guys. But so let's talk. So blockchain technology started in 1991, actually, with two gentlemen by the name of Stuart Haber and W. Scott Stornetta. They worked on a project that cryptographically secured a chain of blocks that made a series of documents completely tamper-proof. In 1992, they discovered a way to allow these blocks to collect more documents as part of its DNA, right? So they're discovering this process of what does it mean to have blockchain technology, right? So they decided that they wanted to create this document that can be completely tamper-proof. No one can, right, like make edits or changes. It is what it is. It's in existence. We talked about how that works in blockchain technology, but also they discovered this new way of teaching this block how to gain more information. So this ties back to what I previously said, guys, about the blocks in the blockchain having a transactional history where you can understand everything that happened to this block on the ledger in this chain. However, guys, in 2008 is actually when blockchain technology got its limelight with the famous Satoshi Nakamoto. So I'm not kidding when I say this, guys. So Satoshi Nakamoto is literally a mysterious person who is like the godfather of blockchain technology, and no one really knows who she or he is. So Satoshi Nakamoto is the creator of Bitcoin and found other unique ways to utilize blockchain technology outside of cryptocurrency. They, or aka Nakamoto, released their first white papers in 2009 about Bitcoin technology and how it works. And so if you're interested in reading these white papers by this mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto, I actually have access to the official documents. And you can go to www.huaweitech.com/resources, and there'll be a link immediately below in the podcast details for you to click on that and go read the white papers for how Satoshi Nakamoto created and understood how Bitcoin would have worked at the time. So, and it'll be at the top of the page when you go to the website. And again, it's www.wallwaytech.com/resources. So you can go and read it there. However, guys, there are so many legends and tales about who like this Satoshi Nakamoto is. So some believe it's one person and others believe that it's actually just a fake name that's made up and it's actually a group of people disguised. But I believe that regardless, it was a woman or it was a group of women, because we're awesome and we're in technology, and why not do something super dope and secretive back in like 1991 that could literally change the world? Had to be a dope woman. But anywho, to get off the sidebar and sidetrack, guys, that's a little quick history behind, you know, who are some of the original pioneers behind blockchain technology. And again, I'll have links to these people's names and stuff on the website at huaweitech.com/resources. So if you want to look more and dive into like the conspiracy theories, I don't want to get too deep into it because it gets kind of like mind boggling, some of the ideas that people have on who this person or this group of people are. But another thing to add, for those of you who, for those of you who will read the white papers that I have attached on the website, definitely look into the references that Satoshi Nakamoto listed in the white papers, which is the very last page. My thoughts are that if this person or persons use these resources as references in order to have a full understanding of how this technology works, it would be great for you to really look into these references and understand how Nakamoto got their understanding behind the technology. And then, yeah. So guys, I have another good example of how blockchain technology can be used in real estate, can be used. So we used our previous example of the banking institution, but now I have an example of how it can be used in real estate, just to give you some more real life applications so you can kind of understand, like, you know, how do I verbally explain this to someone else? If someone asks me, well, what is blockchain technology? It is so much deeper than cryptocurrency. An important piece in blockchain technology, guys, is something called smart contracts. And essentially, these smart contracts are a series of automated commands that execute a task and are stored on the blockchain. So to connect smart contracts, I want to connect smart contracts to real estate. So my husband, Omar, and I, we own a company called Huawei Real Estate. And so we own a duplex property here in Michigan where we live. And recently I came up, and this was like literally like 2 weeks ago, I'm not kidding. Recently I came up with the idea to develop smart contracts that will help automate things we have to track as landlords, right? So we own this duplex and we have tenants who stay there. And so I did this because I really wanted to start practicing more about how to properly use smart contracts and understand the many different forms of like how to use them and to how to use them safely. So currently I'm working on a project where I am developing a smart contract that will auto pay the different utility bills on this duplex property based on when our tenants pay their rent payments. So this makes it easier for me as the owner of this property to manage transactions and bills for the property, but even more so based on an agreed upon date and time, right? So based on agreed upon contract with my tenants, for when the rent is due between my tenants and I, we have a set in stone contract that can be that cannot be tampered with, that is safe to use, and my tenants can expect to have a consistent trusted source to rely on their utility bills being paid on time, right? But also, you know, this helps me save time and increases transparency between my tenants and I, while also giving my tenants the power to control what happens to their utilities, while also decreasing my liability as a landlord, because the utilities being on are solely up to the decision of the tenants paying their bills or not, right? So regardless, you know, they have to pay their rent, but also, you know, I have friends who own properties, and I remember one of my friends telling a story on how she forgot to, she lives in a completely different state, but she forgot to pay the light bill, or I think it was the light bill, one of the utility bills on time. And so it, you know, lagged on the tenants, like the city that she lives in, it completely shut it down, right? So this helps her so that she doesn't have to go in and automatically, you know, go in and manually do everything. Now there's this automated system that is a trusted method between you and your tenants, but also even more so, like it's solely up to the tenant, right? So my tenant can't come up to me and be like, oh, you didn't pay the water bill on time, so I'm suing you for whatever, right? So now it's solely depending on the tenant paying their bills on time to be able to, you know, have their utilities, you know, functional and stuff like that. So this is just an example. I'm not trying to launch a company or anything, but this is just a practical example of what I'm doing right now to develop a smart contract to understand more about how blockchain technology works. So I just gave you guys those two examples, right? So we talked about the banking institution. We talked about real estate and how blockchain technology can be used. But we're going to go on a quick commercial break. And once we get back, we can talk about three resources for you to learn more about blockchain technology. Three of my favorite resources, by the way. Hey guys, this week's podcast episode is sponsored by Huawei Technologies. Huawei Technologies is a technology firm that specializes in website development, technology consulting, data analytics, and creating systems that help small to medium-sized businesses automate their daily tasks. If you're looking for any of these services, make sure you shoot an email to hello@huaweitech.com. Okay, guys, we're back from our super quick commercial break. So we're going to talk about three of my absolute favorite tools that you can use to learn more about blockchain technology. So the first resource that I have for you guys is my absolute favorite blogger. I actually got to see him speak at Afrotech in 2019. You know, y'all know I'm always talking about Afrotech. I'm always talking about Morgan DeBlanc and the CEO, founder of Blavity. She founded Afrotech and all these companies. Make sure you're at Afrotech 2020. But anywho, my favorite blogger in the cryptocurrency space, his name is Robbie Greenfield. Robbie is a millennial who has almost a decade of experience in the blockchain space. Just so you know, a decade of experience in the blockchain space is aka a literal pioneer, right? So like in the early stages of blockchain technology before anyone was really doing anything in it, and especially before it went mainstream. So he is currently the co-founder and plays a role as the social impact technical lead. So Robbie is passionate about working on products and programs that empower marginalized community members and affect positive change to deep societal challenges. So Robbie is on a mission to leverage emerging technology to drive social and public sector solution development, drive community programming to educate youth of color, and help organizations develop sustainable social impact strategies. So Robbie has like tons of articles that cover a wide variety of topics within the blockchain space, from the history of blockchain governance to topics about being a blockchain developer to talking about the social impact technology has on underrepresented communities across the globe. Robbie's blog is great for someone who's looking to learn as much as they want and as they can about, you know, the blockchain space and the industry, and while also giving a different perspective that will help to deepen your understanding of what your knowledge of the blockchain industry is. So I have links to Robbie's blog. Like, make sure you follow him. I also have a link to his Twitter page as well, which is also linked on his website. But you guys have got to tune into his blog. I try to read his blog at least once a day. He's always posting content. He's a phenomenal writer, but he's so knowledgeable and he's dope. And I love how he tells stories and writes articles in his own way. Like, you know, it's not like this cookie cutter, you know, just reading white papers and talking about, you know, what everyone's tweeting about, but he's really touching on some great topics and he challenges you to think, but while also giving you a different perspective, and you'll learn about so much stuff and so many applications of blockchain technology. And I even encourage the people who are listening, you're like, you know, this really isn't my thing. Like just read like one article every once in a while, even if it's not your thing and you don't want to develop the next blockchain technology company, or maybe this isn't something that you see yourself doing in the future at all. Eventually, blockchain technology is going to affect us all. So you still need to be reading about it and understanding its different applications and how other people throughout the world are using it. So that's my first resource. The second resource, guys, that I have for you is super cool. It's one that I currently use now. So, I use all of these now, but I really use this one. So for those of you who want to learn more about how to build something in blockchain technology, the second tool I have is just for you. And you know, guys, I believe in starting in baby steps, so that way you can really understand how something works and it helps you to make sure you fully understand concepts. So this tool is called Crypto Zombies, and Crypto Zombies is an interactive game that teaches you about blockchains. So you can learn to make smart contracts in Solidity or Libra. And Solidity is the programming language used behind smart contracts for Ethereum. So Ethereum is a type of cryptocurrency. It's one of like the top three or four ones right now. So it's like a competitor to Bitcoin, essentially. Another well-known cryptocurrency is Libra. And so it's a digital currency published by developers, but it's also owned by Facebook. So Crypto Zombies, essentially, it's super cool. Like, you get to like create a zombie, but you're like actually coding on the side, and it's walking you through some like super simple basic steps. So I say, if you're someone who just wants to get some exposure and kind of see how things work, especially structurally from behind the scenes, Crypto Zombies is definitely the tool for you. So you can learn how to do some actual application building, and in a fun way, right? So this is a great way to start. So I have links to all, again, you guys, you know, I have links to all of this on the website at walwaytech.com/resources. But I'll go into the next tool for you guys. So the next tool is, this one is super cool because, and I am so like, this is why I love open source technology, right? So open source is like literally what it sounds like. So it's essentially this open treasure chest of a bunch of information that anyone can use to access to be able to build applications or their ideas. And so IBM has a blockchain platform, and it's so funny, they didn't even get creative, like they just called it IBM's blockchain platform, but either way, it is awesome. And so basically this platform can be used to create and scale your blockchain projects. However, in my research, I found, guys, that they have a step-by-step guide for how you can build your own blockchain application from literally step one. So if you know, for anyone who's wondering how to get started with blockchain, even if you've never coded like code before or whatever, like I think you should still expose yourself to these things. So at least you can at least have like a conversation. Even if you just get stuck at step one, it doesn't matter. But anywho, it's a step-by-step guide. And it's really simple to read, guys. Plain English. But also, I shouldn't just say plain English because we have people in so many different countries around the world. So I gotta check myself. But so anyways, guys, it walks you through how to create a basic blockchain network. So, you know, I talked about blockchain networks, right? It shows you how to create and execute smart contracts. And lastly, it shows you how to emit events from the blockchain network to allow external applications to subscribe to them and take action. So it's literally a step-by-step guide. I have a link to this as well at walwaytech.com/resources. But you guys, I am really, and I forgot to say this in the beginning, but I'm so passionate about blockchain technology for so many different reasons. I think for me as a Black woman, it is very important for me as a Black woman in America who understands technology. So I keep adding all these, you know, intersectionality. Y'all know I'm always talking about intersectionality and how, you know, all these things intersect each other and connect in some type of way. But for me, I take it personal to understand this technology because I remember when I first started hearing about blockchain technology, right? Everyone's talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and all this jazz. And I'm like, oh, whatever, it's just a fad. But the truth is, as someone who understands technology, I kind of take it personal and as my duty to learn this stuff, because I need to be going out here and teaching other Black women, other Black men, other Latino women, other Latino men, every and anybody, and especially my underrepresented folks, people of color and women, how to utilize this technology, because who's going to solve our problems better than us? Right? So as a woman in technology, as a Black woman in technology, I need to understand this stuff, regardless if it's my passion or not, because I need to go teach 10 other people, or I need to go teach 1,000 other people through my podcast, how they can use this to make a difference in their community. So I'm really passionate about it in a sense that it's going to be the future. I'm passionate about it in a sense that I need underrepresented folks in this industry making the technology changes. Like, no more, like, I mean, obviously, we can't kick men out of technology, but we just need more women and people of color who are, you know, out here building dope stuff. So I'm really passionate about it. And you guys know a big thing about me is sharing tangible resources. So even in like my regular tech talks where I'm explaining technology, like I'm still giving out resources. But you guys, go to the link, walwaytech.com/resources. I have all the links for all the platforms there. I even have the download link for you to download the file of Satoshi Nakamoto's white papers from back in 2003, one of those. I think it was 2008 actually is when the file came out. So read through those, get all these resources, guys. And again, like, even if, okay, let's say you're listening to this and you're like, girl, I'm still not interested in this. share this with someone else. Share this with your daughter. Share this with your friend at school. Share this with your coworker. You know, it's important, again, that we get to expose ourselves, even if it's something that we don't think that, you know, is our forte. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Women of Tech with Ariana, the best, the coldest podcast out there on any podcast platform. You guys are so awesome. Also, I have some more surprises for you guys, some dope things coming up in March. I mean, we always got dope stuff coming on, but we definitely have some dope stuff coming up in March. A lot of surprises to announce. And I have a super special guest that is coming on the show that is like game changer for like the podcast, my career, etc., all this awesome stuff. And I'm just so honored that she came on the show. But anywho, guys, if you're interested also in being featured on the show, shoot me an email at podcast@wallwaytech.com. So that's podcast@wallwaytech.com. So if you or one of your friends is a founder of a company, or you have an idea that you want to share, you want to talk about what you do, or even if you're in the corporate world, and you know, you're an entrepreneur, so someone who's working in a company but developing some innovative stuff, you want to come on the show and share your story, shoot me an email, podcast@wallwaytech.com. We're always taking interviews and interviewing women to make sure that first you're the right fit for the show, but also, you know, we want to be able to expand our network and, you know, showcase you. This is why we're here, right? Is to be, even my podcast is a resource for you guys to come on and, you know, talk about your story and share your book or share the, you know, the products you're selling. We want to hear about all that dope stuff. So email us at podcast@wallwaytech.com. And you already know, I'm going to talk to you next week.